KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A massive manhunt is underway for the gunman behind this morning's cash and transit heist on the N2. The KZN Police's Robert Netshunda says two security guards were assaulted and robbed of their firearms in the vicinity of the NPC cement factory. The suspects made off with an undisclosed amount of cash.
During the robbery, the suspects fired several shots and three bystanders were reportedly shot and injured. The suspects fled the scene through Bayview area, and on Silver Green Drive, they reportedly shot and injured a private security guard who gave chase. The suspects allegedly shot towards a minibus taxi, which they reportedly attempted to hijack.
The Road Traffic Inspectorate says the N2 remains closed. A woman caught in the crossfire in Silver Glen in Chatsworth was killed. Devon Govindasamy from PT Alarm says he was on the scene earlier and tried to help her.
Keep her calm, try to keep her adrenaline levels down by not getting too panicked and going into shock. And we tried calling for paramedics who are all stuck in the gridlock traffic.
Meanwhile, Daryl Engelbrecht, who was caught in the traffic jam on the N2, says he walked from his car to the crime scene.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything because it already happened. By the time, obviously the helicopter rocked up there, and I think it was the security special armed force rocked up. The guys had already left the scene. It was a blue Toyota Corolla, apparently, and a Polo, silver one. And they had already left the crime scene when everybody came.
In other news, Minerals and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has fired this warning to illegal miners.
Once you get into illegal mining, your minister is the Minister of Police. Day one. It's not me. I'm not your minister. You're stealing gold. Your minister is the Minister of Police.
Mantashe was speaking during the Investing in Africa mining in Durban, Cape Town yesterday. Dozens of illegal miners were caught at a shaft in Stilfontein's gold mine in the northwest last month. More than 2,000 suspects have been arrested since August, and more than 80 lost their lives. The minister says his office won't entertain illegal miners who land themselves in trouble with the law.
The only complication is that when there is a hard fight with illegal mining, South Africans come to the fore and say, on humanitarian grounds, a human rights issue, please protect illegal miners, give them food, give them treatment, give that. And I always ask them, you want us to be humanitarian in dealing with criminals?
And Australia says it's going to take time for communities in the eastern region to recover from disastrous floods. Muddy waters swamped scores of homes, businesses and roads after torrential showers. A woman was killed in Ingham after the rescue boat she was being carried in capsized. Authorities say thousands of properties are without power across North Queensland. A recap of our lead story. A massive manhunt is underway for the gunman behind this morning's cash and transit heist on the N2. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.